The Healthy Family. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello everyone and welcome to the program. In this edition of The Healthy Family, we are going to talk about the role of marriage in the health of body and mind. Stay with us, please. The need to get married and have children is one of the essential needs of human beings. Different cultures have different motivations and aims for getting married. In the sacred religion of Islam, these aims and motivations are discussed precisely as an influential need for human being. One of the most important and probably the first motivation of getting married, based on Islam, is establishing a center to achieve peace and calm. God Almighty in the 21st ayah of Surah Rum of Holy Quran says, "And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates, that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for people who give thought." Psychologists say the increasing age of marriage among youths can lead to mental pressures and stress. Youth actually need a safe environment to get relaxed during the ups and downs of life, and the first person who can supply such peace is a spouse. Getting married at an appropriate time and age leads to peace, calm, and the health of body and mind. Marriage is one of the important and influential ways of expressing love. Psychologists describe the need to love and to be loved as one of the essential and important needs of human being. This fact and the emotional bond between spouses consolidate the relationship between husband and wife and create a warm and friendly atmosphere. To love and to be loved creates a psychological balance for both men and women. Dear listeners, marriage can supply love and affection, emotional support and loyalty, stability and security, companionship and friendship, and sexual fulfillment. Among these benefits, sexual fulfillment, which is one of the important motivations of getting married, can help promote the health of body and mind. Generally, if all these needs would not be fulfilled, a person would be easily exposed to damages mentally and physically in both personal and social life. Marriage can also help both men and women grow in different aspects, including social, cultural, and ethical ones. And the last but not the least, a household can be looked at as an organization. In this organization, a person's views, skills, and knowledge will flourish. It's in this organization that people learn how to be responsible and how to interact with others. All in all, marriage can finally lead to a healthy society where people know well their responsibilities and enjoy good ethical traits.